listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lauren Howarth. The Prime Minister has met with his French counterpart in Paris overnight, declaring a new chapter in Australia's relationship with the European country. Anthony Albanese is working to rebuild our connection with Emmanuel Macron following the Axe submarine deal under the Morrison government. The PM says he hopes to create an honest partnership.
Australia's relationship with France matters. Trust, respect, and honesty matters. This is how I will approach my relations.
Mask mandates could be reintroduced in some states as a new highly infectious Omicron strain starts to take hold. The Queensland Chief Health Officer has revealed there are ongoing discussions about the coverings, with interstate colleagues also considering the move. They're worried the current COVID wave will worsen in the coming weeks. Major flood warnings have been issued along our country's east coast as heavy rain and damaging winds move in. Sydney is being told to brace for as much as a month's worth of rain in just one day, with up to 90 mils tipped to fall today, up to 150 mils tomorrow. And Aussie golden girl Ash Barty is returning to the tennis court in a lead mentoring role. The reigning Wimbledon champ will be teaming up with her former coaches to help boost our top tennis talent. St Kilda has kept its finals hopes alive with a 15-point victory over top four contenders Carlton. Saints coach Brett Ratten says it's great to see their hard work finally pay off.
The last 2 weeks have been below par, and to maybe cop the criticism, which is fair, but they've done a lot of hard work this year, and I'm just really pleased for them to, you know, get back on the winners list but play the way we want to play.
The win has come at a cost though, with defender Dougal Howard limping off and Hunter Clark taken from the field on a stretcher. Listener.